Warning, the following entertainment program truly wallows in freedom of expression and thought. So you might want to ask yourself this question. Can you handle it?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
In the river with a saturated liver, and I wish I could forgive her, but I do believe she meant it when she told me to forget it, and I bet she will forget it when they find me in the morning wet and drowned, and the wood gets round. I'm going down, I'm going down. I'm coming up for air, it's pretty stuff under there, like I said, I didn't care, but I forgot to leave a note, and it's so hot to stay afloat, I'm soaking wet without a boat, and I knew I should have taken off my shoes. It's front page news, going down.
Gotta go. Mickey, we just got here, man. Come on. That was the Monkees. That was going down. Something the Monkees never did. Really, you couldn't beat them to death with a stick. Still around. Great new album that came out a few months ago. Good evening. You've chanced upon weird sounds inside the gold mine. I am your ghost, Mike Gold. And tonight, yada, 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 some new stuff. Ass-kicking rock and blues, blah, 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 blah. Also, a little bit of format breaking. Not much, just a wee bit. We're going to do a wonderful tribute to June Foray, who just died a couple of days ago at the age of 99. We'll get to that in a little tiny bit. And we got something brand new from Randy Newman towards the end of the show, and you'll see how we use it then. 50 years ago, Janis Joplin set the world on its ear with a song that is going to open up our next set. Women just did not stand up for themselves and say this sort of thing way back then. Here she's with Big Brother and a holding company right here on your basement's greatest, most profound pop culture channel, GetThePointRadio.com.
Women is losers. Women is losers. Women is losers. Oh, son of women is losers. When I know you must have heard it a lot, that in the way, men always seem to end up on time.
her face. She lives on St. Mark's Place in a rent-controlled apartment, $80 a month. She has lots of fun. She has lots of fun, but Sally can't dance no more. Sally can't dance no more. She took too much meth and can't get off of the floor. Ever seen that had flowers painted on her jeans. She was the first girl in her neighborhood who got raped and talking square real good. Now she wears a sword like Napoleon, and she kills the boys and acts like a son.
Sally can't dance no more.
Now
Sally can't dance no more. She can't get herself off the floor.
Listen to your junk man, but now got to pay. It's a sin to taste the love and lose it.
I don't wanna beg your love.
I don't wanna hear you beg. Hey, and the young girl sings.
Oh, come on, sweet thing, we can fly when my man's away.
Hey, I'll be your backdoor, baby,
and I'll be your twilight lover.
We don't need another, 'cause we got each other.
Boy, I'll sweep away that shattered heart that one time got away.
That's the price you pay.
Oh, baby,
don't you throw my love away. Don't act surprised and blue. Oh, you know the way you always do.
You know you're really scary, baby.
Oh, I think I'm ready for the fun. You should have listened to the junk man.
Yeah, I should've.
You should have listened to the junk man.
Oh, I should have listened.
Should have listened to your junk man, baby.
Should have listened to
should've
the junk
listened
man.
To your junk man.
Thank you.
O'Hara was his hope. Sailor say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you'd be. But life, a love of a lady is a shame. Everybody. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes and told his sailor's story. He could feel the ocean foam rise. He saw his rage. Bars closed down. Brandy walks through the silent town and loves her man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, "Hey, Brandy, you're a fine girl."
Let's just make these wrongs right and then seize the day. We woke up. We woke up. Yeah, we woke up. Creators, begrudgers, the haters all disappear. There's no joy in salvation when souls are deflated. So keep the faith. For once in this life, let's just make these wrongs right and then seize the day. When lessons are lessons to be taught, when we learn to say that we woke up. We woke up.
From Flogging Molly Reptiles. Before that, you probably figured out that that was Bill Murray singing that mess. The backup vocals, if you got that right, you get to go to the head of the class because that was Clint Eastwood. So if you think that he couldn't sing back when he did Paint Your Wagon with Lee Marvin, well, now you know he knows it. Before Bill and Clint, we had the Talking Heads, a tune from Weird Sounds Greatest Hits Selections, Nothing But Flowers. The ultimate fuck you to Joni Mitchell. Jenny Raven preceded the Heads with Junkman. Mr. Lou Reed's Sally Can't Dance was right before that. The Tommyknockers were covering the Ramones. We Want the Airwaves. Well, I got news for you, folks. You got the airwaves. If you got an internet connection, and if you don't, how the hell are you listening to me now? You know, all you need is a microphone and a connection. Set opened with Janis Joplin with Big Brother and a Holding Company, Women is Losers. Something brand new from Geneva Magnus, Innate.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, baby. Show up real late.
cab. I can't even stand running and jump from man to man. I ain't for it. Let me tell you, I ain't for it, baby. I'm the 9999 leather job at all. You know they just spent my money, they could have their fun if they save my honey, don't give away.
And wild wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse, she spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Lord, I'm bad, yeah, bad to the bone. Yeah, I'm bad, bad, bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts well before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before it is I'm through. I wanna be your pretty baby, yours and yours alone. But I gotta tell you something, honey. Lord, I'm bad to the bone. Yes, I'm bad, bad, bad to the bone. Yeah, I'm bad, Lord, to the bone.
Oh, I do believe. I do. Sapphire, the uppity blues women with Wild Women Don't Have the Blues. Ain't that the truth? Prior. Carolyn Wonderland, Bad to the Bone. Prior. Dion DeMucci, I Ain't For It. And we open the set with brand new from Geneva Magnus, I Can Tell. And let that be a lesson to you guys out there. A couple days ago, we lost one of the most famous voices, even though you might not know her name. You certainly know her work. And you will till the day you die and the day your kids die and their grandkids. After that, we'll have an electromagnetic pulse and we won't have anything. Her name was June Foray. She voiced Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Natasha Fatale and all kinds of women's voices on Rocky and Bullwinkle and on the Looney Tunes. She came in for Bea Benaderet sometime, I guess, late 40s, I'm thinking. Took over all the female parts, most all. Played Granny, for crying out loud. Jeez. She was also a staple in the comedy world in that she worked with the magnificent Stan Freberg on most all of his comedy records and his radio show in the 50s. And she was working up until about maybe a year or two ago. There was a Rocky and Bullwinkle movie. They've tried that before. And she voiced Rocky again, at least for the little, like, 7 minutes that they did of the movie before they couldn't sell it. That's a shame. Just for this reason. Because June Foray was the best. The best. She held her own with people like Bill Scott, who did Bullwinkle and wrote much of the shows, with William Conrad, who is the narrator and the greatest ad-libber of all time. We're going to play for you a short track that she did with Stan Freberg and Dawes Butler of Hanna-Barbera voiceover fame. It's called Little Blue Riding Hood, and it is going to happen right now.
The story of Little Blue Riding Hood is true. Only the color has been changed to prevent an investigation.
This is the woods. My name is Wednesday. I work out a homicide. Monday, February the 2nd, 10:22 a.m. Bumped into Chicken Lickin'. Told me the sky was falling. I booked her on the 614, turned her over to the psychiatrist. Then a call came in at a 503. When I was on my way to the 503, a 618 came in. I added up the 614, the 503, and the 618. Got 1,735. I handed in my paper to the chief. He corrected it, gave me 100%, patted me on the head. Told me I was a good cop. 11:45 a.m., it happened. I saw a little girl in a blue hood carrying a basket. I stopped to question her. Pardon me, ma'am, could I talk to you for just a minute, ma'am?
What about?
Nothing much, ma'am. Just want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. What's your name?
Little Blue Riding Hood.
Where are you going, ma'am?
Grandma's house.
Yes, ma'am. What do you got in the basket?
What are you trying to say? I got something in the basket I shouldn't have?
No, ma'am, I didn't say that.
Then why are you asking me all these questions for?
Just routine, ma'am. We just want to get the facts. May I have a look in that basket, ma'am?
Be my guest.
Let's see. Sawed-off shotgun, knife, bludgeon, box of dum-dum shells. Nothing suspicious here. All right, ma'am, we may want to talk to you later, so don't leave the woods. She skipped on down the path, but she didn't know I'd seen the concealed compartment in the basket. In it, what I'd suspected all along, goodies. My job, get to Grandma's before she did. I took a shortcut through the strawberry patch. It was sort of a strawberry shortcut. I walked up to the cottage, rang the bell.
Come in, dear.
Okay, Grandma, it's a raid.
A raid? Why, I'm just a peace-loving old lady. You've got the wrong Grandma.
Yes, ma'am, we just want to get the facts. Where'd you get that bump on your head?
The sky fell on me this morning.
I made a note to book her on the 614 and turned her over to the psychiatrist. I tied her up, put her in the closet, then I put on the Grandma's suit and got into bed. Come in, ma'am.
Hello, Grandma. I got the loot. What are you doing in bed?
I'm feeling poorly.
But, Grandma, what big ears you have.
All the better to get the facts. I just want to get the facts, ma'am.
But, Grandma, what a big subpoena you have in your pocket.
All the better to serve you with.
But, Grandma, what a big 38 police special you have pointed at me.
All the better to take you in. You're under arrest. You and your Grandma are operating a goodies ring.
A cop. I should have known.
Known what, ma'am?
You look nothing like my Grandma. You forgot about the mustache.
But I don't have a mustache.
I know, but Grandma does.
Well, I see you broke the goodies ring. How'd you get a lead on her, Joe?
I just played a hunch, Frank. It was just a hunch. I played my luck. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. I was just lucky. I just played a hunch, Frank.
What you're trying to say, Joe, is you just played a hunch. A lucky guess. Sometimes a hunch pays off, sometimes it doesn't. You just played a hunch. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Joe?
Yeah. I just played a hunch.
June Foray died last week, just about 2 months shy of her 100th birthday. Her work will live on forever. And on that note, we're going to give you about 25 minutes worth of sex, starting in exactly 8 seconds.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
Well, I have to... This is a true stump the band. This is... It's the same guy that wrote The Dutchman wrote this next song, okay? It's about Michael Smith is the guy's name, and this guy's been yelling it from the bar all night, and it's really a pop quiz is what it is. Let's see. Speak Vietnamese by myself. I could even teach it to my good dog Ralph. I could learn to read you every book on the shelf. I could tell your fortune like the Oracle of Delphi. I could learn to tell you every flower by its color. I could even swim as fast as Johnny Weissmuller, but I never could learn to get along without you. Don't you run away from me, I sure dig sex. Do I love you? Is the Pope Catholic? Do I need you? Is the rubber band elastic? Do I want you? Is the atom bomb drastic? Let's be heterosexually entwined. We fit like a Hong Kong suit, dear. I dig you more than I dig root beer. Peanut butter sandwiches are pretty neat, but when you get right down to it, just can't compete with good old double X. E double S is faster than Batman and bigger than Texas, and you're concave and I'm convex. Welcome to the world. You can get love from your mama or your papa. You can get steam from a Turkish or a sauna. You can get hot from tortillas or lasagna, but you get all three when you make it with me. Okay, wait. I've almost got it. I can't remember the words to the verse. A short attention span is a mummy's curse. This song started out pretty good. I finish it someday, knock on wood. Mike Smith, be embarrassed if he knew. This is the one song of his I blew. You never know what's coming off next, do you? In the wonderful world of sex.
Lightning on the draw, we'll corrupt through the broken break, using every law. men who are looking for love. Don't ever give up in despair, for I'll tell you a secret I know to capture the hearts of the fair. Now maybe you haven't the looks, or maybe you haven't the dash, but you'll win any girl anywhere if you've only got a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache. You may be the lowest of low, with nary a glimmer of pride, but you needn't be born of a king to make any maiden a bride. No matter you haven't the name, no matter you haven't the cash, you can make any woman your own if you've only got a mustache, a mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache. You may be as fat as a bull. You may be as ugly as sin. The ladies are shutting you out. You're wondering how to get in. Well, here is a piece of advice. For making a hell of a splash, you can turn every head at the ball if you've only got a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache. A mustache, a mustache, big mustache, thick mustache, my mustache, your mustache. How I love the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache, if you've only got a mustache.
How many of you remember? Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Well, we had to make some changes. Zimba ba 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 do be dim ba ba oo ba do be oh woo 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 woo. Each time we have some sex, it almost breaks my balls, 'cause I am so afraid we will not come at all. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a septuagenarian in love? One day I feel so horny, next night I feel so blah. Guess we'll have to take the whoopee, whoopee with the blah. Each night I ask the moon up above, why must I be a septuagenarian in love? I try to fuck you, everybody and you. I'll be the hard up one. If y'all think I'm through, well, if you wanna make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say fuck off today, I would still whack off to you. Each night I ask Venus up above, why must I be a septuagenarian in love? Ooh. I'd love to fuck you, everybody plus you. I'll be the lonely one if you say we're through. Well, if you wanna make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should shout fuck off, go away, I will still whack off to you. Each night I ask the satellite of, why must I be a septuagenarian in love? Why must I be an altercocker in love? Why must I be a septuagenarian? think I'd rather be a teenager in love than I could make a whole set of new and exciting mistakes.
Tell you, if you think you hear wedding bells ring, don't let nobody sell you fine chicks, cause they don't mean a thing. Beautiful chicks, those glamorous gals, are full of bad tricks and they won't be your pal. So if you don't want misery, you better listen to my plea. It ain't the beauty, it ain't the beauty, it ain't the beauty that gives you peace of mind. If you think you've got a beauty hook and she loves you so, the truth of the matter is, brother, you've booked to go.
It ain't the beauty.
No, Jack, it ain't the beauty.
It ain't the beauty.
I'm telling you all the time, it ain't the beauty.
It ain't the beauty.
No, it ain't the beauty that gives you peace of mind. Now listen to me closely, dig this valuable news. If you team up with a glamorous girl, you're gonna wind up singing the blues. Don't be misled by a beautiful head, it's probably full of wrong ideas. Just take it easy around those girls and stay healthy around your nurse. If some queen maneuvers you down that matrimonial aisle, you better hope the preacher pronounces you dead on arrival. Just lay there playing possum, you'll be better off that way. Now you'll never smile again if you don't heed what I say. Now if a beautiful doll takes your hand and says,
Daddy, you my Superman,
play safe. Take your hat in your hands and get out of there as quick as you can. You might think you got a hook, but Jack, she got her eyes dead on your pocketbook. Drive right out to the nearest farm, get you a little country girl, and take her by the arm. She might be a sight, I'm telling you right, but she'll be right there waiting for you when you come home at night. Now don't let nobody fool you, because Jack, I'm here to school you. Now if you're crazy about a queen, because her eyes are so starry, you're gonna be sorry.
You're gonna be sorry.
Ain't the beauty. Ain't the beauty.
top, cause I like to rock. If you feel a sexy, stand up, get up. If you feel a sexy, stand up, get up. If you feel a sexy, stand up, stand up.
Tasty vanilla fudge. Do you think I'm sexy? Well, hell, this is radio. Do I sound sexy? Johnny Otis preceded with It Ain't the Beauty. The Fools before that with Sex. Fits right there on the marquee. Three letters. Julie Kupferberg and the Fugs. Septuagenarian in love. Every single day that song takes on added meaning for me. Jonathan Franks did If You've Only Got a Mustache. That was from Seth MacFarlane's movie About a Million Ways to Die in the Old West. Seth wrote the song. Seth wrote the book. Jonathan Frakes did the audiobook reading. That tune was from the audiobook reading. The Grateful Dead before our Star Trek fiend. I Need a Miracle. Oh man, don't we all. Every single day we open the set with Steve Goodman and his wonderful world of sex. The shortest yet most profound word in the English language. Two letters. No. Innate.
Mike, go!
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, baby.
Politics, religion.
stayed alone. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. I got a voice, I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
cement yard in Trenchtown. And then Georgie would make the fire light as it was love would burn in.
Yeah. take off your coat real slow. Baby, take off your shoes. Yeah, I'll take your shoes. Baby, take off your dress. Yes, yes, yes. You can't leave your hat on. You can't leave your hat on. You can't leave your hat on. Go on over there and turn on the light. Know all the lights. Come back here, stand on this chair. That's right. Raise your arm up into the air and shake them. You give me a reason to live. 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 When I wrote this song, I was 25, 26. I thought of it as a joke, but as I get older, I take it more seriously. Suspicious minds are talking. They're trying to tear us apart. They say that my love is wrong. But they don't know what love is. 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 I know what love is. I couldn't help but notice that two other artists, Joe Cocker and Tom Jones, had big hits with that. Okay. I just had to play him through that part. Tom Jones and Joe Cocker had big hits with that. And, you know, they're great artists, but I was puzzled a little bit. But then I did a show with Cocker, and he did it up here. Baby, take off your coat. And I could have done it, I just didn't think of it. Speaking of all three of us sort of geriatric rock and rollers, and when I was 25 and 26, no one has retired from rock and roll. I mean nobody. If anyone was playing in 1971, they're still out there somewhere. They're in Australia or Tasmania somewhere. People who said, I'm not doing this when I'm 30, I'm not doing this when I'm 40, they're out there close to their 70s. The Moody Blues are out there doing better than they ever done. Pink Floyd and some kind of incarnations out there. There's a group called like Vital Force, Vital Something, that had a farewell tour in 1984, and they're still in the room. McCartney, Paul Simon, everybody. And no one, you don't know when you're no good anymore. No one taps you on the shoulder. No one's going to tap McCartney on the shoulder and say, Paul, you know, you really are. You ought to hang it up. Your best work was with Wings. So you keep going. I mean, and there's nobody applauding at home either. Noticing this phenomenon, I wrote a song about it. I need your help as kind of a sing-along in the chorus. The name of the song is I'm Dead, But I Don't Know It. So, thank you. Really gives me a chill to hear you yell like that.
Yep, me too, Randy. Well, that was about a half hour's worth of the rockin' side of negativity. Randy Newman, who will be back in just a few minutes. He is imploring you to leave your hat on, but only during certain circumstances. The Euclid Beach Band. Kind of sounds a little bit like what do you call those guys? Beach bums? Beach something. There's no surf in Cleveland. Boy, that's true. Mojo Nixon preceded with I Ain't Gonna Piss in No Jar. Tell you what, Moj hasn't recorded anything in about 9 years because now he's a disc jockey big time. So here's what you do when you listen to that song. Forget about the Nancy Reagan part and just put in Attorney General Sessions. At least for as long as he has his job, which might not even be true by the time you hear this. No sympathy for a little bastard whatsoever. Bob Marley preceded the Mighty Moj with No Woman, No Cry. Weird Al Yankovic before that with Don't Wear Those Shoes. No, leave the hat on, though. Clarence, Frogman Henry, Ain't Got No Home. We opened with The Kinks. Nothing more to lose. Yeah, it's been a hell of a week. We say that just about every week, don't we? And, therefore, it is once again time for the Big Babble. However, this week, for the first time ever, I'm not going to do it. We're bringing Randy Newman back. His brand new album has this lovely track about Putin. It says it all.
A regular fella, putting his hat on, hat size number 9. You say Putin's getting big headed? Putin says just fine. He can drive his giant tractor across the Trans-Siberian Plain. He can power a nuclear reactor with the left side of his brain. When he take his shirt off, he drive a lady crazy. When he take his shirt off, make me wanna be a lady. It's the Putin girls.
Putin, if you put it, where you put it, where you put it. Putin, if you put it, where you put it next to me. Putin, if you put it, where you put it, where you put it. Putin, if you put it, where you put it next to me.
Putin hates the Putin girls, because he hates vulgarity. He loves his mother country, and he loves his family. He and his ex-wife, Ludmilla, ride along the shore of the beautiful new Russian Black Sea. Let's listen in. A great man is speaking. We fought a war for this. I'm almost ashamed. The Mediterranean. Now there's a resort worth fighting for. If only the Greeks or the Turks would start to sniff around. Well, I'd bring the hammer down. So quick their woolly heads would spin. Woolly head, woolly head, woolly head. Oh, wait a minute. Even better. What if the Kurds got in the way? Hey, Kurds and wait, Kurds and wait. Sometimes a people is greater than their leader. Germany, Kentucky, and France. One shot at glory, they don't get a second chance. Drag these peasants, kicking and screaming, into the 21st century. I thought we'd make it, must have been dreaming. Chicken farmers and fire cooks gon' be the death of me. I can't do it. That girl.
Tell you why, cause you're the Putin man.
Who won Napoleon?
We did.
Who won World War II?
The Americans.
That's a good one, ladies. It's our turn to sit in the comfy chair.
And you're the man gonna get us there.
I don't know. Lenin couldn't do it. I don't know. Stalin couldn't do it. Now they couldn't do it. Why you think I can?
Mr. Randy Newman, singing about Vladimir Putin, how timely, from his brand new album. Glad to see you back, Randy. Glad to see that working with Disney and those people all these years didn't screw up your worldview. And that was our first ever guest Big Babble. Doesn't get more timely than that. Then again, if we had something equally timely about some asshole trying to politicize the Boy Scouts of America, I probably would have gone with that. It's kind of funny. Donald Trump really hates losers. He keeps on saying that. He called John McCain a loser, really. I mean, jeez. But now that he's been president for a little over 6 months, which is a long time, so, I mean, it feels longer, he hasn't gotten anything of significance to show for it. Yeah, maybe a Supreme Court appointment. That's it. He's lost on health care. He's losing on the budget. He's lost on restricting immigration. Donald Trump, dude, you're a loser. And as always, your mileage may vary. Tweet me before Donald does at CreepyMikeGold. We'd love to hear from you, but be gentle. We will be back here next week, unless AG Sessions takes over the internet, which I guess is possible now. And just to remind you, and in case you somehow tune out those IDs we do every half hour or so, this is Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, and this is Mike Gold. And yes, we are on GetThePointRadio.com. So are you. Back in the day, there was this cute little TV show called The Monkees. It was kind of fun. Matter of fact, the reruns are still going on, and they're kind of fun. After the show bit the dust, they, meaning Bob Ravelson and Jack Nicholson, yes, that Jack Nicholson, did a movie about the Monkees. It really didn't quite mesh with the TV show, but it didn't contradict it. It was very, I guess I have to say psychedelic. Music was terrific, and we're going to send you home with a tune from that movie. Amusingly, it was called Head. The tune is Porpoise Song. We'll see you next week. This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
There ain't no need for ya. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.